I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wished I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Connie Deadly spent 25 years at C-SPAN as senior executive producer and originating producer of a bunch of the network's signature programs. Last week on The Spark, we heard how Connie fell in love with news reporting through a series of radio jobs in Kansas, and then came to Washington as press secretary for Congressman Dan Glickman.
Well, again, life is so funny, but people's stories and the interaction of people's stories. I'm sitting at my desk outside of Congressman Glickman's office one day, and the phone rings, and it's this man. His name is Brian Lamb. He has started this network called C-SPAN. It's brand new. It's going to bring the House of Representatives to the American people. And by the way, he used to be press secretary to Senator Dominic of Colorado. And while he was press secretary to Senator Dominic, there was an intern in their office by the name of Danny Glickman. And Brian Lamb said to me on the phone, "I'm looking at my brand new network on television, and all at once I see little Danny Glickman on the floor of the House of Representatives and wonder, what the heck is little Danny Glickman doing on the House floor?" And then I come to find out little Danny Glickman had been elected to Congress. And he said, "So I'm calling to see whether little Danny Glickman, the now congressman from Kansas, will come over and be on the show." And of course the answer was yes. Dan was ecstatic. And that kind of started, a relationship between the two of them, which I would be involved in as the press secretary.
That lucky star I talk about is due.
So, people, there's this saying on Capitol Hill that you either last there 3 years or 30 years. There's really nothing in between. You either come and you stay a couple years on Capitol Hill and go do something else, or you make it your career. Well, I was definitely the three-year person. I loved what I did on Capitol Hill, but I really missed the gathering of news. And I was looking for something that would allow me to do that again. But the last thing I wanted to do was to try to fit a complicated news story into 47 seconds, which is what I had to do at the network, at the radio network in Kansas. So I was looking for a place that allowed you time, which, where can you go to get time? Well, the more I watched the C-SPAN network, the more I saw this was perfect for me. And so I made the decision to try to get a job there. And I tried and I tried.
I love that you figure out what you want to do and then you go after it. I love that.
Yeah, but it's not like some people who say, okay, I want to do this. Here's 14 places where I could go to do this. I didn't have that kind of vision. My vision was very narrow, partly because I had kind of gotten to know Brian Lamb by that time and what his thought process was. And I saw that this girl from Kansas could really fit in there, that she could live in the nation's capital, whether she really liked, but that she could really be comfortable there. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to be something that I wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get the job, and I didn't get a job, and I didn't get a job. It wasn't that there were jobs there, that there just were no jobs. And so I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to go back and start working on my master's at American University. And so I started doing that and left.
Master's in?
Well, I started in film and documentary and did the first semester there. And again, you meet these people. And I met this you had to take a still photography class at American University as a prerequisite to get into film and documentary. Boy, was I pissed. I did not want to take that class. That's not what I want to do. Well, this woman taught me more on visualization and composition than anybody had taught me before, that I so much use the rest of my whole life. So that was great. But at the end of the first semester, I said, you know, I'm not sure film and documentaries were. I think I need to go back into news and public affairs. Got an assistantship and was ready to go back. And of course, that's when the phone call comes. Hi, it's C-SPAN. We're getting ready to cover our very first convention, political convention.
Oh, wow.
That's how early this was. And we need help. We need people on the ground. We need somebody who can stay here in Washington while we go out and do the conventions. Hey, I was ready. They said, but first you'll start by working weekends, which is what I did. Went to school during the week and worked the weekends. And I literally wrote the logs. We were doing the logs by hand then.
Wow.
So I was getting tapes together and writing logs for the weekend programming. That was my first job at C-SPAN. And then at the end of that, they said, stay. And so I had to make that decision in your life where you've got getting your master's, an assistant, you know, a teaching assistantship, or going and doing the job. And I made the decision, why do I want to go to school to learn something that somebody's going to pay me to do? And I'll figure it out as I go. And, you know, figuring it out as you go became the theme of the rest of my life. I get to C-SPAN. 2 weeks later, everybody's packing their bags to go cover their first political convention, which they didn't know how to do. They were figuring it out as they were going along. And there was a gentleman who had much more seniority than I am, who was the obvious person to be in charge in the newsroom in Washington while all these people left. Well, the problem was he was always in trouble and was not well liked. And just before they left, they turned to me and said, you're in charge. And I said, I barely know where the bathroom is. And that's what happened. And so they were all there doing the programming. We were making it fit at the hub, getting the graphics up, getting the right, you know, all that stuff that makes television, especially informational television, important. We were producing. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, after that, I don't think I ever looked back.
Why should you?
Why should I? Yeah. There was not a lot of hierarchy at C-SPAN when I was first there. And so after I was there maybe about a year, I raised my hand and said, I would love to host the call-in shows. So they gave me a tryout, and I became part of the mix of the people who would do the interviews and the call-ins and started doing that. Now, that may sound really cool, but you also have to remember that when you walked out the studio door, you banged the door against the front of my desk. That's how small we were.
It sounds fun.
It was so much fun.
More of my conversation with Connie Debley, as well as a link to her post, C-SPAN Enterprise, YourLifeStoryVideos.com, are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.